Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Miss the Two Fat Lattes on air? Now's your chance to catch up with another Two Fat Lattes podcast brought to you by Big Mouth Media and Joy 94.9.
Hiya there, Ben.
Excellent, thank you very much.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
So are you back in full fine form this this evening?
In a light swing.
In a what?
A light, okay. Not full swing.
Oh, so you sort of
half swing.
Oh.
Is that what it... But I didn't...
We'll say half
swing. Did it come off sounding like sling?
A little bit.
Oh, no. You know I can't wear slingbacks.
No, that's right.
They cut into me.
You're listening to the Two Fat Lattes.
I'm searching the bottom of my bag for a butter menthol.
0427 Joy 949.
Can you eat a dusty menthol?
1300 Joy 949 is the phone number.
A black hair's bad. The other day, I was watching, not Sunrise.
Come on, get it together.
The other crew, the bad version.
The Today Show.
Today. Oh.
I can't watch either show anymore.
Are they rancid or what?
I don't know.
What's his name? Carl Krusjelicki.
No.
What's his name?
Carl.
Strasburg. Stronic. Or something like that. Stananovic.
Stefanovic.
Oh, and what's the chick's name?
Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
Lisa Wilkins.
Lisa. Lisa was talking about her high heels.
Well, she is slingbacks.
Have you noticed, like, people that are slightly boring will always, like, they always have to bring notice to their shoes.
Do they?
Yes. Especially really boring beige chicks.
Really?
Yeah, because really boring beige chicks, what they love to do, like, you just know. I don't even have to ask them questions. I can just have a conversation with a beige chick and I go, let me guess, you love chocolate, you love to buy shoes, you got crazy shoe collection, you got crazy glasses collection because you're fat. You know, like because they're just beige.
So what happened?
Anyway, so she was talking about how she loves her high heel shoes, but then they had some foot doctor talking about
You can't,
because soon won't be able to swing through trees because like she's lost her prehensile toe. That kind of look.
And her arches.
Yeah, she's got no arches. But anyway, what I think someone told them, and they must have had like a production meeting in the morning.
Yes.
And someone said, no matter what happens, you just got to laugh. Because she just had to say high heel and Carl Struzenberg was like laughing his guts up.
Struzenberg. Okay.
You know what I mean? And then
Is there a point to this conversation?
No, but they just laugh at everything.
But that's the point of the show. So
but it's not even good laugh.
Mel and Koshy do that.
It's the type of laugh, if they laughed anymore, they'd end up with casserole in their undies. Do you know what I mean? It's like so forced. Do you know what I mean? It's just like so forced.
Why are you getting upset with morning television?
It's just that I was stuck in a hospital bed and I had no choice. I had to watch them. It was like...
You should have tuned to ABC 2 and watched Virginia.
Well, who's Virginia?
Virginia Trioli. She's very serious.
Virginia Trioli?
Yes.
That sounds like something that should be baked and served on a Sunday for lunch. What does she do, this ravioli?
She's your alternative to Mel and Koshy.
Really?
Yes.
Is she fun?
I don't know if you call her fun.
What?
She doesn't laugh and giggle and, you know, do the whole...
Is she like the
banter?
You know who...
She's not into banter.
But you know who need to have a good laugh?
Who?
SBS.
They're too serious.
What's the chick with the purple glasses?
Oh, Li Lin Chin.
You knew exactly who I was talking about. I just wanted to pick her nose, roll it in a ball and flick it. Do something really stupid. Because, like, she's just way too...
I love Li Lin.
Yeah, so do I. Her and a lovely bowl of noodles. It's gorgeous.
Have you bought your iPad yet?
No.
They went on sale today. Didn't you line up like all the rest of them?
No. Nah.
No interest.
Not after what I've experienced with my phone.
Oh, really? What happened?
Oh, well,
with your iPhone.
Billing and stuff.
Oh, but that's your contract, mate.
I'm just not interested.
No. That puts you off.
Well, it's just like, isn't it just like an overinflated iPad,
Well, it's a big iPhone, isn't it?
It's a thing,
So you can put your books on it. It says here you can put...
Frank.
I did underline it and Frank, I can't find it now.
We're just not interested.
You're not that interested?
We're just not. Let's move on.
I'm surprised people lined up for that.
No, I'm not.
Really?
Beige! The beige will do anything.
Look, see, pandemonium.
Ugh.
iPadamonium.
Yeah. I didn't even know how to bring this up without sounding kind of... It's not no big drama, but like I just got out of hospital this morning.
I know you've had a traumatic week.
Yeah, it's a bit of a traumatic week. Ended up in emergency at hospital, but everything's fine.
It's not
fine.
Something you really want to, you know, go through.
Yeah, but it was interesting.
What, the whole experience or just the fact that you ended up in hospital?
There was a funny side to it. There was a funny side.
Yeah, are you still looking for it?
No, there was a funny side. But it just reminded me of once when I was younger, I got my hand stuck in some heavy machinery.
I
didn't know you. This was early on.
What, in a cog or something?
Yeah, like in a forklift.
Was it a finger or a whole hand?
A thumb.
Oh,
I got my hand stuck. And so I, you know, had a bit of a... I fainted and had to go to hospital.
You fainted? Look at you. You did a Scarlett O'Hara.
And I was like, I was so young and so gorgeous. I was taken in my prime. Anyway, I used to work in a warehouse.
Oh, look at you. Were you filling boxes?
I was lifting.
Creating.
I was lifting sacks of coffee, moving pallets of pasta.
Wow.
I was in it. I was doing
stuff. So how did you manage to get yourself a finger into a...
I was being hoisted on top of the forklift, and then I put my hand in the wrong place and got stuck in the machine.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, I had to go be rushed off to hospital for surgery. But as I got to the hospital...
Show me the finger that got done.
It was this thumb. It's all...
Well, it looks all right to me.
It's all right now. It had pins and stuff in it. I hope no one's eating.
That's all right.
But anyway, what happened... except producer Paul. what happened was, when I got to the hospital, I was waiting in this room.
Right.
And I think he might have been... I thought he was a doctor. It looked like a doctor.
Did he have a uniform?
He might have been an orderly, but he wasn't very orderly. And so he said, I need to do a couple of checks before we go in. And like, and you know what he did?
What did he do?
He said he had to check my downstairs area.
This sounds like a bit of a porno right now.
And so he started...
Did the music start?
No, but I said... And I thought, well, what do you do? Like, you're in hospital, you're lying there with,
yes,
with your undies around your ankles. And like some...
Why? You were there for your thumb.
I was there for my thumb.
But your undies were around your ankles.
He was... He had a handful of Goulon Jarman. And I said... I was kind of like sitting there while he... It's true. I am dead set serious.
Okay.
Like, I'm lying there.
Did he ask you to cough?
Well, no, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I thought, why are you down with the hairy bumbinary when it's my thumb that's crushed?
Did you mention that or did
I
you just leave? You didn't.
No, I actually feel a bit pissed off.
Why?
Because he didn't buy me dinner. And I thought he was so cute and he might have been a doctor.
So you don't even know if he was a doctor.
I had no idea.
Were you frozen?
But see, I didn't know whether I should actually ask for some ID before you go down there.
Well, you're in a hospital.
Well,
I think anything goes in a hospital.
Well, at least a date afterwards. See, not even he called after.
Benny, have you ever photocopied your butt on a photocopy machine?
No.
You've never done it?
Nah.
Are you serious?
Nah.
You've never wanted to do that?
Well, I've always been scared to actually get up on one.
You know, the glasses fell through on
me
a couple of times when I've pressed hard. You know when you're doing a book?
Oh.
And you have to press a bit hard so that it gets the bit in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
The actual glass bit has fallen in.
You have to bend your spine.
Yeah, that's right. So, but yeah, I've actually got up and photocopied my butt.
You did not.
I have. Not at the present job, but many, many moons ago when I was...
Many moons, I'm sure.
When I did plus 100, there were many moons.
Do you know that is the beigest thing in the world to do?
Yeah, but
rainbows don't do that.
Don't know. Well, I was very beige when I was in my younger years.
They do it on scanners. No,
rainbow. Well, they do it in colour as well.
No, rainbows just do photographs.
Really?
Yeah, they just take a photo and send it to their
Apparently friends. It's not a good idea to do it these days because there are digital photocopiers.
Did you do front bum or back bum?
Back. I sat on it.
Why didn't you do front bum?
I don't know. I didn't.
You could have given it away as bombonieri.
But apparently it's not wise.
Mr. Snuffleupagus.
It's not wise to do it these days.
Why not?
Because with a digital photocopier, you actually keep the image for a long, long time. So when they actually go and refurb the actual machine or they give it to somebody else or they get rid of it, the image is still there.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's like a hard drive.
That's right. So people can look back.
What was the point of doing it though?
I don't know. There was no point. It was just a bit of fun.
For you and anyone else?
No, just a bit of fun.
I once talked a couple of people in the lunchroom pulling their pants down.
What do you mean?
I said, you know, like I convinced them that it would be funny and they did it.
Oh. So it was like a dare.
I kind of have that power over people.
Do you do?
I love it.
And what, did they just completely, did they nude up?
No, they just pulled their pants and their undies down.
For no apparent reason, except that you told
While
them.
I was drinking a coffee and a biscuit. I had a milk arrowroot and they pulled their pants down. We have to say hello to Kenny in Geelong. Now, hopefully Kenny's listening. A couple of weeks ago, Kenny wrote to us. He wrote the longest essays ever. So long.
Did you send it back with a big A plus on it?
Yes. He wrote this massive email and then another one and another one and another one. And it was just too full on. And then what happened was he said, will you send, you know, I said, okay, next week I'll send you a shout out. And then what happened was we got carried away with the show, as we normally do. And you know what happened?
You forgot.
I forgot. We're just putting our hands and we're just going to heal the wound a little bit. You put your hand over here, Frank.
Yeah, I'm touching you
okay,
now.
Okay, just reiki some energy down.
Are we raking?
We're raking down. What's the road that goes to Geelong?
Geelong Road.
Is it? Is it really?
Princess Highway.
Princess Highway.
Princes.
Princes.
Isn't it?
Is it Prince or Princess?
I don't know.
I love Princess.
Go with Princess.
And so we're going to chant. We're just sending a ray of golden glitter down to Geelong.
Oh, because that's beautiful.
He was so hurt.
Well, because we forgot. Because
what he did, he invited all his friends over.
Oh, that's terrible.
He invited his sister, his mum, his nephew.
Well, we're doing it now.
And they all came to listen because he told them that the Two Fat Lattes were going to give him a shout out.
Oh, that's terrible. And we forgot.
And
how bad are we? You need to write that down.
I know. And I thought, oh my God, there really is nothing to do in Geelong. A shout out from the Lattes would constitute
a night out
for half of the city. Isn't there a reactor they can go and look at it? No.
Go to Avalon Airfield and watch the planes come in.
Avalon.
That's nearby.
Even Roxy Music wrote about it. Oh dear. Anyway, so we do it.
Do it now.
We
do it. Ready? Say 1, 2, 3, go.
What are we saying?
You're saying a shout out to Kenny.
Hello, Kenny. Hello, Kenny.
We must say hello also to our Munich correspondents.
Yes, Peter and Douglas, who are on, I think they're...
Are they online at the...
Douglas is online now, and we got a message from Peter. Now, do you want to read it?
At last, I get to hear the Lattes again. Our internet has been down for the last 3.5 weeks.
Oh, my God. Because of the ash cloud?
Oh, no, surely not.
How did the computer get through the cloud? How did those data packages
I don't know if the ash cloud's got anything to do with
ash,
this.
Ash affects everything.
Does it affect everything? Yeah. Even cables?
Yeah.
Wow.
They have blue cable.
Well, he's got in big caps the worst customer service ever.
Oh. And Germany does customer service really well.
They do, actually.
They do.
So I've been going through some withdrawal symptoms, sweating and sleepless nights.
Poor thing.
I may have been up since 1:30 this morning and it's already 11 a.m., but I'll be up for the next 2 hours listening to you.
Oh, sweetheart.
Then it's off to bed for a nap. I'm buggered.
Oh, so everyone else is too.
Hands will be kept above the covers, of course, although after listening to you two svelte voices for 2 hours, I'm not promising anything.
Oh, no, don't touch yourself while you're listening to us.
All the best from Munich, where it's absolutely gorgeous at the moment. Yes, oh, they're having some nice weather.
We've got another message here from Chris and Mark.
Okay.
And they said, hello, boys. Having a go at Lisa and Carl, are we? he's such a Ken doll dum-dum.
He's cute, though. I love Carl.
But they do say here, and this is a point, and we have to come back and talk about this. They always talk about children and family stuff.
Because I think they've got kids, both of them.
How about a bit more rainbow talk?
Oh, not from them.
No.
Do you want it from them?
And not from Filthy Box. What's her name? Filthy, but don't.
I think
Fifi.
Oh, gee. Can I just tell you something?
Yes.
I was reading with quite some interest, I have to say.
Yes.
That gay people do really have an inbuilt radar.
Yes.
That helps them find each other.
Yes.
So they have a gaydar. And this has been scientifically proven, apparently.
They don't always.
No, this is true.
Nah.
According to this study.
No one found me.
Listen to this. Dutch researchers said.
Oh, God, I love the Dutch.
Don't you love the Dutch?
God, I love the Dutch.
They looked at whether even straight or gay people focus their attention differently by testing them with a series of practical problems, right?
So, okay, yes.
And when the men and women were asked similar questions, the scientists found that the heteros replied more quickly but were less accurate. But the gay participants took longer.
Yes.
But they got more answers right.
Right.
And in the practical problems, they were able to see the small details as well as the bigger picture.
Well, I'm so happy.
So
that we've had a scientific test to prove that we're detail orientated.
That's right. So the scientists believe that in everyday life, this attention to detail will help work out what people's sexuality is.
So we see.
So we have an inbuilt gaydar.
We do. We see beyond the denim.
We have.
Don't we?
We have perceptual skills that allow us to see homosexuality.
So that's why sometimes when you're walking down the street and like you might be talking to someone, like you might bump into someone or you'd be introduced to someone and they're talking to them and you go, I think, like after a while, like some wheels turn in my
that's
head.
That's right, cogs
and
go.
And all of a sudden the wheel turns and then the slot comes out and the label comes out of the side of my head and goes, dickhead. Do you know what I mean? And I'm going, wow. Thank God I've got gay brain.
There's La Kylie.
La Kylie.
All the Lovers. La the Michael Real. Woods mix. And you're listening to the Two Fat Lattes. We're doing the Home of Helpline.
Have you seen the trailer, the little teaser to her film
clip? Is there
clip?
A teaser or is there a film clip?
I think there's it's a teaser.
Oh, it's a tease.
Tease,
so
yeah.
What's going on there?
Oh, just lots of people in undies.
Yes. So it's a bit
There's like a whole city. A
lot of hot pants going on.
No hot pants.
No
at all.
Hot
just
pants.
Just undies.
Just undies.
Yeah. So there's a lot of whole pit.
Like men and women?
Oh, yeah. The whole kit and caboodle.
Are they in white?
Everyone's really young. And then there's just Kylie.
Oh. Well, you know, her new album's called Aphrodite. So is it kind of like remembering some kind of goddess?
I think she likes to see herself in that light.
Yes.
Well, once you get to a certain age, you reach mythological status.
Oh, dear. Well, it's not a bad little tune.
Well, it is a bit of. Well, yes. And
it's very
Kylie. When they all get together, a bit of Clash of the Croutons. Titons.
Clash of the Tidy Whiteys.
Tidy Whiteys, all right. Mm. But it is. It's a city full of like 20-year-olds.
Wouldn't mind visiting that
city. And they all take their clothes off and then they all like smack together.
What do you mean they all smack together?
They all get on top of each other.
You got all of that out of a 30-second clip.
Oh, heaps. And then out of that huge mountain of bodies come like Carly's elevated out of it.
Oh, she comes up.
So out of those all
like a little mushroom
out
cloud.
Of all those bodies that are like 20-something comes out, you know, pops out like
La Kylie.
A witchetty grub of 40. Because she's all wrapped up in white as well, you see.
Oh, so it's like, is it all completely white?
Yes. I think it's to deflect from her surgery, you know, like the plastic surgery.
No, you're just joking.
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm going to tell you about style advice because apparently our sisters...
Oh, honey, someone wearing what you're wearing tonight should not be giving style advice.
I'm not giving style advice. I'm saying that our girlfriends...
Who?
Not guys. but our chick friends.
Yes, beige or...
Oh, well, you know, it can apply across the board, but I'm leaning towards our hetero friends.
Mm-hmm.
And when girlfriends go out, apparently they like to sabotage each other.
Oh, yes.
So one wants to look better than the other, so they don't tell each other that they look good.
Well, how else is someone going to place the seed in the receptacle?
If they're friends, why would they do that to each other?
Don't you watch Attenborough?
Oh, I do.
Don't you watch any? Don't you learn anything from Attenborough?
Well, I do. Yes,
when
I know.
A pack of them go out together,
you think it's like pack
a breeding
mentality.
It's like a breeding herd.
Really?
Yes.
And does a breeding herd act differently?
Well, in the breeding herd, one of them's got to establish themselves as the alpha.
Right.
As the alpha vava.
So she spills the drinks on her, all
no,
her
no,
girlfriends.
No, they have to prepare themselves. Like, they all get ready so that when they go out, when they go into the out and about.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that here that because of it's about survival and attracting the best possible mate.
Yeah, survive. It's about reproduction.
Yes. They don't want to ruin their own chances, so they actually either deflate someone's ego being their friends or they spill drinks on their outfits. And
well, that's what happens in the herd. The B-grade cows always like do each other.
B-grade cows.
The B-grade cows always do each other in.
No, that's terrible.
But often,
naive to believe that's the case?
When I say cow, it could be wildebeest or antelope.
B-grade gazelle. Because they don't have like the physical ability or...
They may not be ripe. Do you know what I mean?
They're too young.
But usually in those herds, one of them, before they go out, and see, this is what that's what they need to do. They need to establish, before they go out, they've got to establish who's the alpha. The alpha's got to...
Well, how does that come to the fore?
She's usually the one...
With the most spray on?
Yes.
Usually the one with the most, you know...
The one who's ready
with
to...
With the darkest tan?
The one who's ready to receive.
Does she wear a particular colour?
Usually,
are her high heels higher than the
usually
others?
Usually, you can tell because they will often, the one that's the ripest will have red lips.
Oh, what if they've all got red lips?
Depends if they're wearing undies or not.
It always comes down to the undie.
It does. And that's where it's all happening. Here's a homemade helpline from Alex. And Alex says, what should I do? I kick a lot in bed and my boyfriend is not happy.
Oh, but kick a lot?
He kicks a lot. He keeps waking
him
up.
So he's like a dog running when they... You know when dogs dream, they run?
Oh, I do that. I always imagine that I'm walking downstairs.
In your dream.
Do you ever do that when you're dreaming that you walk... Like, you're not actually dreaming. You're just nodding off to sleep and you might be walking down a flight of stairs and all of a sudden you trip and then you, like, fly off the bed or, like... Do you ever do that or fly across the floor?
It's kind of like when you're just almost in sleep but you're not quite.
Yes, in that sort
you're
of...
You're teetering on the
twilight
edge.
Twilight zone.
Yes. So what does he do? So he kicks a lot
so
in bed.
So he's saying that his boyfriend's not happy because he kicks a lot.
I think what he needs to do is bind his feet. And therefore, he won't kick as much. It depends where he's getting him.
Do you need to sleep together?
I knew you were going to say that.
Why?
Well, you know.
I'm not a fan.
It is nice to sleep with your partner in the same bed.
Oh, that sounds sick. You made me visualise then.
It does happen, Benny.
Hey?
It does happen.
But do you really sleep?
When he does the kicking bit, you know, you could sleep in twin, like, you know, the single beds.
See, Alex is not designed to be sleeping next to someone.
Obviously, because he kicks.
He needs to be broken in.
Oh, like a Brumby.
Alex needs a...
He needs a saddle on
him.
We
need an Alex whisperer. What we need to do with Alex, we need to get him into the studio and have him stand in the middle of the room. And you and I will walk around him.
With a noose around his neck.
You and I will walk around him.
What will that do?
And we will make a circle and we will slowly make the circle smaller and smaller.
What is that going to do?
Just break the bastard. Break his spirit.
Really?
And the moment he looks at us, we'll go, no. Don't look down.
It's like training a dog.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a gay. It is a gay man.
Okay, so you have to train.
He
them.
Has been known to sniff around other people's bottoms. So we'll just, so then what we'll do is like, and then I will go, you will stand in front of him and I'll go up close to him and I will try and win over, I will try and crack his...
Saddle him.
I'll try and crack his spirit open and I'll whisper into his ear, like I will then show dominance.
You thought this one through.
And then we'll have a tame gay on our hands. And then we can train it not to kick.
So how does that happen? Is it through hypnotism? Is it still like walking around him? And
no, well, then he will know that there is a being far more superior than he who is going to lead
somehow
them.
I just don't believe you.
Well, why is he bucking the system?
Well, he might be dreaming of walking downstairs or doing all that sort of thing. So it could be like a little dog's dream.
Okay, well, what then Alex needs to do is he needs to have some... Before he goes to bed, he needs... What's that herb?
Horlicks.
No, not Horlicks. What's the herb?
Rosemary.
Horatio.
No. What you need to do is...
Isn't there something that sounds like Horatio that... Not fellatio. No.
Well, he might need that too. But what you need to do, I think he needs to cook up a bit of wine, throw in a sprig of rosemary, lavender and some sage, and then throw in some honey.
I was thinking of
boil the shit out of it because it'll take all the alcohol out.
I was thinking
out.
like a hot cup of milk.
Don't know,
but I don't know. Then if you're kicking and you've got a mouthful of milk, could get ugly.
could
get very, you know.
And you'll have rancid breath in the morning.
Oh, what about if you boiled up some bay leaves?
What does that do? Just bay leaves on their own.
What about chamomile tea?
Chamomile tea's nice.
Chamomile tea before bed.
That'll help.
Maybe substitute sex for chamomile tea.
What I was going to suggest is that they have two single beds, and the moment he kicks, they can separate, and the moment that he doesn't, they can put them together.
No, because then you'll end up in the middle.
You'll fall in the crack.
You'll fall in the crack.
Yeah, not good.
You can't do... I can't do big crack in the middle of the night. Because you'll fall into it. Have you ever been lost in a big crack in the middle of the night? Have you?
I can't say that I have.
I have. I once lost my arm in it. Because if you roll onto a big crack in the middle of the night, the crack all of a sudden starts getting bigger.
It does. It
you feel
starts
yourself,
gaping open.
It starts to gape open. And then you just feel yourself slowly sliding in. In the hospital.
Yes.
I was surrounded by... people a lot older than me. They were kind of rich.
You couldn't converse with anyone?
Oh, they love a talk. They love a chat.
Did you have a chat with someone?
I had a chat with, you know, a couple of oldies. And it was fun. You know, it's lovely. You know, and they love to tell you about the war. You know, like when...
didn't the curtain help?
And I was going...
Couldn't you just shut it out?
Does this look like a face that is interested in war stories? Does this look like a face that's interested in Kokoda?
Oh.
No.
Did you get the whole Kokoda story?
I said, I can do the Anzac biscuit, but that's about all. That's the only bit I'm interested in.
Which got you into the hospital the first time.
An old lady told, you know, she started telling me about her experiences. And I said, honey, if this conversation doesn't end in a recipe, I'm not interested. Hand over the biscuits. But anyway, I was talking to my old mate who was next door.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Let's call him something.
He just called me mate.
Clive.
He just called me mate.
I like Clive.
He must have... I think his gaydar was switched off.
Was it?
Did you meet Clive?
I did. I saw him walk past.
Yeah.
And do something in the bathroom.
Yeah. Clive had great ankles.
Did he?
Yeah, for an
octogenarian.
Octogenarian. I didn't have a robe. I had like PJs. You know, they gave me the hospital PJs.
Oh, you had hospital PJs.
And everything, it was like everything was...
on display.
Oh, everything was...
Couldn't you tuck anything away?
I could feel the breeze. And I just thought, oh, you know, I don't want to scare small children. I didn't want him to say, there's Big Bird's friend, Mr. Snuffleupagus. But anyway, I was talking to Clive. Clive came over to have a chat.
Yes.
And then Clive, you know, I couldn't shut him up.
Oh, so you engaged.
I engaged the Borg.
You did.
I did. And I was like, how
you
do
you couldn't disengage.
I was going, Clive, please, I'm so tired. Anyway, so I was, you know, sitting down and we were having a chat and he was going on and on and on and on and on. And then it happened.
What? What happened?
The thing I am always scared of when talking to an old person.
What happened?
The back door opened. It was like...
Oh, my God. It, the back door opened.
It was like someone... It really was like someone pouring a casserole into another casserole dish. And I was like... I was like, Clive.
Did he just...
And I had to pretend nothing happened.
Oh, Benny.
Oh. And I thought, oh, you're going... Clive, you're going to make me lose my my Kingston biscuit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but anyway, I thought...
So he talked through it.
He talked...
Maybe he was a bit deaf.
He talked through it. He was open at both ends. And I just looked at him and I thought, no, I'm going to applaud you. I'm going to give it... And I went... That was Australia's Got Talent. That, to just not even stop while your ass is vibrating that much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
He's shake your rump.
That's what he did.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media, voiceovers and audio production, www.bigmouthmedia.com.au, and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.